right, we'll be back with more craziness, but let's check in again with my man Bobby for another update. Bobby, what's going on?
All right, thanks a lot, Tommy. So our topic of conversation this morning is about voting. We have a very important election coming up. We want to make sure that you're registered and you know where to go to vote. So my guest this morning is with the League of Women Voters of Prince George's County, Ms. Tammy Norman. Tammy, good morning.
Good morning, Bobby, and thank you so much for having us.
It's a pleasure to have you on. So I want to jump right into this. Talk about what people need to know about voting in this presidential election in Prince George's County.
So the first item, Bobby, is that you could still request a mail-in ballot as long as it's received in the Board of Elections by October 20th. The second is that there is early voting from October 26th to November 2nd. The times are from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay.
Third, Prince George's County has gone from 240 polling places down to 41 centrally located.
Wow.
This is due to COVID. So everybody, know where you're going to go to vote. Fourth item, you can do same-day voting as long as you bring a proper identification and you will be asked to cast a provisional ballot. Last and final, go to vote411.org. This will give you all the information that you need, the locations, the times, sample ballot, and it will provide you the information you will need to do same-day registration.
Fantastic. Tammy, give us that website one more time so people have it and it's clear.
It's vote411.org.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Time to get people out to the polls to vote. And let's make a difference. Right, Tammy?
Exactly. We ask everyone to come out and vote. Make a difference. Your vote does count.
Yes, it does. Well, Tammy, I want to thank you very much for coming on and sharing this very important information with our listeners. Great job.
Thank you so much, Bobby.
You're very welcome. My special guest this morning, Tammy Norman with the League of Women Voters of Prince George's County. Now, if you missed any of this important information on voting, just go to our website over at whur.com. Right now, time to take a look at traffic. Tony, you got it.